Hey, it's a great honor to introduce Bob Fu. Bob, would you come up, please? And I just want to give you a little of the background of Bob. Bob majored in English literature in China as an undergraduate. And then he did a master's degree in international relations. And then he got a job as English teacher to the Communist Party leaders in Beijing. But during the evenings, he was doing evangelism, and he started a house church and became a pastor of this church. In 1996, he was arrested for illegal religious activities, namely pastoring a house church. And he and his wife were put in prison for 2 months. They were released, and they fled to Hong Kong. They were there for 8 months, and the clock was ticking because Hong Kong was about to become part of China. The 99-year lease was running out, and 3 days before the 99-year lease ran out, because of international pressure and pressure in the United States, his case became visible. President Clinton personally intervened, and he was granted asylum and fled to the United States. Immediately went to Westminster Seminary, where actually I graduated from as well, in Philadelphia, began studying Greek and Hebrew and hermeneutics, and did a master's degree, and then did work toward a PhD in apologetics. But meanwhile, in 2002, he started an organization called China Aid. And that's the link. If ever any of you want to be of help to these lawyers and to Bob or to China in the future, China Aid has an incredible website. And just Google China Aid and you'll get to it, right?
Yes.
And with stories of what is going on all over China. Well, this is a public advocacy group to try to raise visibility for the church in China and for human rights in China. And Bob was influential in arranging a group of 7 lawyers who are defenders of human rights in China to come here to the United States. They first went to Washington, D.C. They had a hearing before a subcommittee of Congress with some congressmen present. They had a press conference. And it's kind of the opposite of what you would think. But they want visibility here in the United States, and so we're recording the class. It's public. It's going to be posted on the website, like all the other classes are, so that people can hear about what is going on in China. They came to Scottsdale on Friday. Alliance Defense Fund, ADF, opened their offices, and 4 of their top attorneys spent the entire afternoon talking to them about what ADF is doing to influence the laws and the court cases in the United States. Friday night, we had host families from this class take them to their homes. Hope I get everybody here. Petzolds, Kent and Eloise, and Roger and Shirley Hampson-Taylor, because Shirley speaks Chinese fluently. And Neville and Laura Erster, and Steve and Kitty Ullman, and Wayne and Margaret Grudem. Have I missed anybody? We all had a delightful time having them in our homes. And then Saturday morning at the ADF offices, I spent 3.5 hours going through the Bible and talking about biblical view of law and government. And then Saturday afternoon, they had the highlight of their entire trip to the United States. They had a Wild West Jeep tour in the desert.
Yeah.
We got them hats, we got them sweatshirts, and so they were all typically Arizona equipped. And that was wonderful, and Rick and Heather Peacock were able to arrange that for us, so we're thankful that that worked out. This morning they're here. Bob Fu is going to say a few things about what he is doing, and then I think right away we're going to introduce the lawyers.
Yeah.
And I phoned the church to see, is there any money at all left in that fund that all of you, many of you contributed to give study Bibles to Christians in Eastern Europe, and there was, and so we have 11 study Bibles for the 7 lawyers and 4 China Aid staff members that are here this morning. Yeah. So we're going to present those to them if they'll come up. Yeah.
And this is a gift from all of you.
I think this is right. Timothy is the lawyer who represented Mr. Gao, whose yes. story I gave up. Jenny does not look Chinese and she doesn't sound Chinese. She works in Washington, D.C. as the legal advocacy director for China Aid.
Yes, I want to really share on behalf of our group and delegation, share our deep-hearted gratitude to all of you. This sounds like a chapel, not a Sunday school. If you meet with the Communist Party leaders and cannot communicate with them in English, I'm not responsible for that. It took me one semester for them to master the 26 alphabets. You know, they're slow, but quick in corruption, slow in learning English. Our mission is to, as China Aid Association, is to advance religious freedom and rule of law in China by exposing the abuses and encourage the abused and to equip the leaders of the persecuted church, including the human rights lawyers. So we do this, of course, through public advocacy. So it's Wayne already introduced. Jenny McCloy is our full-time director in Washington, D.C. And we are headquartered in a very Nazareth-like city called Midland. Does any of you know where Midland is? Okay, Texas. Okay. It's in the middle of nowhere. But it's known as the hometown of the President 43 and for our First Lady. So they were raised there. Still, there are two homes were there. Anyway, before I invite our Chinese guest to share a little bit about what they are doing, I want to ask all of the host families and the Jeep driver cowboys and if there are staffers from ADF, could you rise up? And we want to thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I think it's an unforgettable experience for the Chinese to transform into Arizona cowboy and cowgirls in one day. It's your hospitality and the generosity has overwhelmed ours and really make us experience abundant grace and amazing grace from the Lord and through you. Thank you, Wen and Marguerite, for your hospitality by inviting us to come here. So I want to, before I ask them to do this, as Wen said, we have a website called ChinaAid.org, which really keep you informed about what's going on inside China. We basically, every day, we update of religious persecution and religious freedom cases. And if you want to know more, and you can sign on or your just the email address at the ChinaAid.org website, and you will receive our e-news whenever we update it. And if you sign on, or if you make a commitment to sign on, we have a little gift. It's called China Pray for China bracelets. It's both Chinese and English. 为中国祷告, it's China, Pray for China. So it's we're still on the back. So you're welcome to pick up one or two. And we really are grateful and prayer basically is the most powerful weapon on this battle. And we're not really fighting against a Communist Party or Chinese government or any leaders over there, because really there is a spiritual battle over there. Thank you so much. I want to have Kevin.
Thank you very much. My name is Kevin, English name. My Chinese name is Zhang Kai. I'm human rights and I work in Beijing. Yeah.
Thank you.
Is that okay?
Yeah, thank you. So he doesn't need my translation at all. Okay. Yeah. So Floyd.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. I'm Floyd. I came from Beijing, and my work is Pride North service for Family Church, and I also do write some law reviews for religious freedoms. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. One thing Kevin didn't mention, actually, he was handcuffed in May of this year when he was just interviewing his clients for a religious freedom case. And the police put him and another fellow Christian lawyer in an iron cage and hanged him over there. And that happened in May. That's the price they paid as the defense for the defenseless. Yes. Timothy.
我叫江天勇。
My name is Jiang Tianying.
英文名字叫 Timothy.
My English name is Timothy.
Yours will work now.
It's working?
I think so. Come away from the
okay. Oh, okay. That's good. Keep a little distance.
我是一个律师,
I'm a lawyer and also a Christian.
我当然我的工作作为律师，我在为中国的人权法治。
As a lawyer, of course, I work for advancing the human rights and the religious and rule of law in China.
中国有很多的基督徒在遭受逼迫的情况下，在努力的靠着上帝的大能在中国传着福音。
With the power of God, many Chinese Christians are working very hard to spread the gospel under enormous persecution.
也有越来越多的中国人在为自己的信仰自由或能够获得法律的保护而在努力。
And there are more and more Chinese are also working to use the law to defend themselves for their freedom.
像高志胜律师就是这样其中的一位，他从 2008年2月4日失踪到现在没有音信，我希望在座的所有的弟兄姊妹能为他祷告。
So I want to urge you to continue to pray for a brother and attorney Gao Zhisheng, whom you already know some, and we have not been able to know anything about his whereabouts, his condition, since he was kidnapped on February the 4th this year.
我希望我们能够一起, 以后不断地能为整个中国祷告。
Please continue to pray for China, for the gospel in China. Thank you.
谢谢各位。
Thank you.
Brothers and sisters, good morning. My English name is George. My Chinese name is Cao Zi. I was baptized in 1998 and served God in house church in since 2002. Now I'm a legal researcher and at the same time I provide legal help for the persecuted house church. So I hope brothers and sisters in America pray for us. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. My name is Karen Chu. I'm from China. I just graduated from law school and took my bar exam. So glad to be here. And please pray for China. Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. 我叫李方平，英文名字叫 Simon。
My name is Li Fangping, my English name is Simon。
我也是在北京工作。
I also work in Beijing as a lawyer。
因为捍卫信仰自由，我们有很多的律师为之付出了非常惨重的代价。
Many of our lawyers, colleagues have paid very heavy price for defending the defenseless.
有的律师被判刑，有的律师
Some lawyers are sentenced to imprisonment.
被殴打，也有的律师失去了律师资格。
And some even lost their licenses.
也希望我们大家为中国捍卫宗教信仰的律师一起祷告。
I hope the lawyers' friends here also pray harder for the religious freedom in China.
好，谢谢大家。
To work together. Thank you. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning.
Morning.
I'm Jeffrey Wang. My channel name is Wang Guangzi. I graduated from law school, but I'm not yet a lawyer.I am a journalist for reporting many lawsuit cases and including religious freedom case. Let us pray for China. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. I'm really impressed for the host family's effort to improve their English. It seems there is an intensive course.Overnight. I mean, they all don't need me anymore. So I guess I just maybe one short note. Timothy is one of the lawyers, one of the 17 lawyers, lost their licenses this year for defending the human rights cases. And please pray for them.And as you know, they're not only forbidden to practice law, but also their family members are under enormous pressure. I mean, I was spending time with Gao's family in Bangkok, Thailand, when I went there to rescue them this February. And just listening to the family's cries, suffering, I mean, 24-hour...7 days a week, you have a group of Public Security Bureau members staying there in your living room. Can you imagine that? And the little 17-year-old girl, you know, caught herself 3 times to commit suicide and said, you know, she could not live any longer. She was followed even in her shower room when she was taking shower.It's for weeks. It's not like, I mean, if an FBI or Arizona policeman stationed in your home watching you 24 hours and follow the little boy to the kindergarten school, and the 17-year-old said she was beaten up in front of her, her high school, and the security members accused her as the daughter of a mafia.And so it's hard to imagine in that kind of situation how you would, you know, continue. So we're so thankful. Only really the Lord, through His Holy Spirit and with His grace, can enable them even to stand here today. And we pray for their safety when they return to China. And we, of course, you know...ask the Lord for special protection. I cannot rely on the authority or human being. And ask the Lord to send His angels to protect them and their family members. And we'll have the time open for question and answer time.
Yes, I thought I could ask the first question. Last night, the whole group was at Steve and Kitty Ullman's house for a hamburger and hot dog cookout. And we were sitting around the fire, and Pastor Jamie and Kim came as well. And we had a very interesting question and answer time, so I think we could open it up for questions to the audience. But I will ask the first question. Can you give us, tell us, what good does it do for you to represent people in court like you are doing? And maybe tell one or two examples.
Okay.
Okay.
Me?
Yeah, or maybe or anyone. Well, whoever.
Okay. 他说，那你们在这个法庭上代表这些弱势团体，能起到什么样的作用呢？ 要不方平上去讲，说两句。
首先就是说，这些律师的存在，说明就是中国社会还有人关注这样一个弱势的群体。First of all,
the existence of these lawyers itself shows there are people still care to these vulnerable people.
因为宗教信仰和人权问题的话，在中国是极度敏感的，绝大多数的人都在回避这个问题，视而不见。The
majority of people or lawyers try to avoid this issue of religious freedom and human rights because it's an overly super sensitive issue in the society.
当有些律师敢于走上法庭为他们进行辩护的时候， 我们发现中国社会已经发生了一些改变。And
we find there are some changes were made when these lawyers there are boldly take on these cases in the court.
我们不仅仅能上到法庭，我们而且能够提出自己不同的就是看辩。
And not only we are able to get in the court to defend, but also we can make a different approach in defending them
than the government.
And the defense paper and argument itself serve as an education tool to both the judges and the Communist Party, I mean the government leaders.
但要进行一个就是说完全的改变可能还需要时间。
To have a radical or complete change the situation in China, it will take time.
这些律师也代表中国的希望。
And these lawyers really represent the hope for China.
好，谢谢。
Thank you. Yeah. 你还要补充两句吗？ Okay, 说两句，我记得德国有个法学家说，为权力而斗争就是为法律而斗争。And I remember there is a lawyer, a German lawyer, said, to fight for the rights is fight for the law.
我认为，为法律而斗争就是为神的国度而斗争。I
think, to fight, for the law is to fight for the glory of God, for His kingdom. Yeah. 你可以举一个小例子，就是你们在法庭上起到什么作用。
我可以举一个例子。
Just one example.
我曾经为一个家庭教会来做辩护。
I used to defend for a house church prisoner case.
当时指控的罪名是他们非法集资。
And the government accused them of illegal soliciting funding.
因为他们不能理解为什么基督徒会有奉献。
Because they can't understand why Christians have to have their offering.
之后我们就在法庭上向他们传讲 福音的真理。
So in the court, I use this opportunity to share the gospel, why Christians should make offerings.
我认为当邪恶如果盛行的时候，沉默是最可怕的。I
think is the most terrible thing is to keep silent when the evil is spreading so widespread. Yeah.
在中国最需要的是反对的声音和行动。And
in China, the needed thing is to have the opposition voice met with actions.
我站在这里感到非常的荣幸。
I feel very privileged to stand here today.
我也愿意身体力行来见证耶稣基督。
I want to dedicate myself with my words and action to witness for Christ Jesus.
不管是在自己生活中还是在法庭上。
No matter is in my daily life and in the court.
谢谢。
Thank you. Okay. Next question. Thank you. Next question.
It is our privilege to hear from you men, and I'm reminded of the verse that says that whom the world was not worthy of, and that's you precious men.
是这确我也是我们的荣幸啊，你们今天来到这里啊，是我想到圣经里的经文，就是说这是我们本是世界不配有的人。
We are so blessed to be in your presence.
啊，是我们受到了特别大的祝福。今天因为你们的存在，因为你们的来临。
And your deep faith strengthens ours.
嗯，这是你们的对主的信仰的这个坚信啊，特别也鼓励了我们的信仰。
I am so proud to call you my brothers.
这是我多么的自豪的可以称你们为我的兄弟。
And I pray for your protection, as our whole class will pray for you and for the cause of China. We have prayed for many years for China and for our Christian brothers and sisters there.
但是我会继续为你们祷告，并且我们已经为中国祷告了很多年，求上帝保守你们。
I can't wait for heaven to see the blessings and the treasures that the Lord will give you for eternity. And I just, I'm in awe of your steadfast work.
我是期盼有一天我们在神的国见面，然后看到你们得到神国极大的奖赏荣耀。Thank you. 上帝祝福你。Any question?
I guess I don't understand, forgive me for this, China has a constitution of sorts?
是中国有一部宪法是吧 Yes.
Okay. So when you're defending someone for freedom of religion, freedom, are you basing it on the constitution or the rights? What is the basis for your argument?
他说，那你们在为宗教自由辩护的时候，是依据是什么呢？依据宪法吗？还是依据其他的那个内容？要不曹志，你过来稍微分享一下吧。
This is a good question.
我给你翻译吧。
我们为这个加林教会提供法律援助和辩护的根本的基础是在于上帝的律法。
The foundation for our defense for the house churches is really the law, the God's law.
但是在现实当中，这个律师和这个法律工作者提供援助的这个技巧的基础是宪法第36条宗教信仰自由条款。
But the reality for the Chinese human rights lawyers defending for these the house church leaders is by quoting the Article 36 of the Chinese Constitution.
但是不得不告诉大家的是，这个条款有一个根本的矛盾。
And but there is a conflict even within that article of the Constitution.
这个条款的内容完全都是来自于这个执政党在1982年的文件的内容。
But that article actually reflects the party's ideologue in 1980s from a Communist Party issued document.
举例来说，一方面国家要保护正常的宗教活动，正常的理解为就是他控制的宗教活动才叫正常的宗教活动。
For example, in that article, it says the state will protect the normal religious activities. But the word normal is defined the religious activities under the total control of the Chinese government and the Communist Party.
如果不想被他控制的宗教活动，那么他就认为是非法的宗教活动，就要必须打击。
Those activities that are not controlled by the state and the Communist Party is regarded as abnormal or illegal and thus subject for severe persecution.
这就是为什么政府要家庭教会登记，这个登记实际上就是控制和审查。
That's why the government were so adamant to mandate the house church, the independent house churches to register under its control.
而迦南教会因为神的国度，因为神的律法，不愿登记，也就是不愿意被凯撒所控制。
And the house churches refused, one reason refused to register is not to disobey the law, but with the realities that they don't want to be totally controlled by the state and the Communist Party.
上个月在山西省临汾市刚刚发生的这个教会的案件，根本原因就是这个迦南教会存在30年但不愿意登记，现在受到政府的打击。
Just last month, September 13th, one group of house church with the 50,000 members, they were raided and many members beaten up, and all the churches are now were banned and stopped from operating simply because the government do not want them to be independent.
这个家庭教会有30多个教堂，有5万多弟兄姊妹，现在全部被禁止聚会。
And all the churches, the main building and 30 other sister-daughter churches now are totally banned. And they're not allowed to get to their church building to worship anymore.
他们的6位到9位领袖全部被逮捕。
About 6 to 9 church leaders all got arrested. And we're working on that case right now.
希望大家为他们祷告。
Please pray for that church and their leaders.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I also want to mention this last night, it was China's Sunday morning. I received both photos and the information that one of the largest house churches in Beijing, which is called Shouwang Church, and they lost their rental property. There is a building they used to rent. Under enormous pressure from the public security, the building owner would not continue the contract, and they are not able to find any other buildings to worship. So yesterday was the first, the heaviest snow in Beijing. But over 500 to 800 believers showed up chose to worship under the snow in the at the gate of Haidian District Park of Beijing for 2 hours. And it was enormous. I received some photos, and if you read Chinese, you can get to our Chinese version website. I already posted some photos over there. It was very encouraging. Yeah. Maybe one more question? Yes.
Does the United States foreign policy have any effect on your ability to accomplish your objectives?
他说美国的外交政策对中国的这个信仰自由这个有没有产生影响呢？你要不要，然后你们两个你先，对啊，你先讲一下。He's one of the three testified before the House Tom Lantos Human Rights Commission on Thursday, last Thursday. The first time visit U.S.
是的，确实有影响。
It does have an impact, the U.S. foreign policy.
尤其是在布什总统期间，他对于中国宗教信仰自由的重视，对于中国的这种很多案件都起了非常重要的影响。
And the policy, especially when during the Bush administration time, because of his personal interest and personal interference.Personal emphasis on the religious freedom issue in China, and it played a very important role in China on the religious freedom issue.
我也认为就是在美国的我们的弟兄姊妹为中国的祷告也产生了非常重要，也对中国的信徒有非常重要的影响。在现在美国政府奥巴马政府对于中国的宗教自由不太关注的情况下，我们需要更多的这种美国弟兄姊妹的这种祷告，也感谢你们的祷告。
So I want to let you know that because it seems the current Obama administration chose to neglect this issue, and we actually need your prayer and participation more than ever. So I urge you to pray fervently.
很感谢你们，因为我认为我自己就是你们祷告的产物之一。
So yeah. I'm so thankful. Actually, I'm regarded myself as a fruit of your prayer.
Yes.
He's 24 years old.
因为你们的祷告和因为外传的弟兄姊妹给我传福音，使我信主，也因为你们的祷告，使我们能够使我有勇气能够做我现在的工作。谢谢。Because
of your prayer, I was able to know the Lord and with the hearing the gospel from a foreign Christians, and then because of your prayer, I was equipped and emboldened to stand up for the persecuted brothers and sisters.
The former President George Bush met with Chinese house church leaders such as Wang Yi, Yu Jian, and other members. I hope the President Obama can meet with house church leaders in the future. I think the United States government's attitude on religious freedom will affect Chinese government's attitude. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. It did have a substantial impact. I myself, of course, can witness that. Our Washington D.C. office has been working around the clock during the Bush administration, and now we have to work even harder. We submit a request to meet with Secretary Clinton. They declined. And we submit requests to meet with Obama's National Security Council member, and they don't even respond. And so it took maybe another hard wave of prayer, and maybe, you know, just sitting on the stage, since we're in the church, I had a new initiative. I think maybe we should pray for a meeting with the Reverend Jeremiah Wright first. You know, so he emphasized liberation, right? Oppressed, you know. Now we are oppressed. We need liberation, you know, in China. How about that, Danny? Yeah, question.
Gentlemen, you're obviously very godly and very brave men. One of the lawyers stayed with us this morning, and Timothy, would you be willing to explain your reservations about returning to Beijing in the next 2 weeks or so? It's an indication of how severely prosecuted these guys can be.
In the next 2 weeks?
No. Would Timothy be willing to explain his reservations of the fear he faces upon returning to China when he goes back on this trip? He expressed this to us this morning.
Because in the past 2 years, the Chinese government has increased its surveillance against the dissident groups and human rights lawyers.
除了在一些特别敏感的日子以外，在一些重要的外国领导人访问中国的时期，他们也往往对异议人士还有人权律师进行这种跟踪骚扰，有时候是。
So these dissidents and human rights lawyers are often followed or being watched and monitored, surveillanced very closely when foreign leaders visit and also during some super sensitive holidays.
我们这一起来的有不少是平常是受到这种待遇的。
And among us in this delegation, most of us have received this kind of treatment constantly.
他们在为外国领导人提供安保的同时，也为我们提供安保。
Usually, the besides providing the security protection for the visiting foreign leaders, they also provide special protection for ours.
所以根据经验，我们回去的时候正好赶上奥巴马总统访华。
According to the experience, our experience, the date, the time when we return to China next month is exactly the time when President Obama is going to be in China visiting.
他们可能会担心，我们会有一些他们不高兴的举动啊。当然，其实我们觉得我们不会，但是他们非常担心，于是都要把我们这个软禁起来。
So this, we usually will be under soft detention, sort of a form of a house arrest. That means, you know, 4 to 8 public security bureau members will be guarding the gate of their house, and 24 hours would not let them go out at all. And so that's something they are expecting to happen.
不过也请大家放心，我们没有太大的危险。
But take heart, we won't have a whole lot of danger, that danger or life threatening.
我觉得这也是中国的进步，他们已经改变了过去把像我们这样的人投到监狱里去的这种做法，采取这种更为灵活的做法。
Maybe this is a little tactical progress, you can call it.That instead of imprisoning us, you know, threw us in prison, they just put us under house arrest or forced vacation, they call it.
可能我们前面说的有些事情，让大家感觉有些沉重，但是其实，我想请大家一定要抱着非常乐观、非常有信心的态度来看待中国的发展。
And I want to emphasize that maybe what we shared previously a moment ago is very heavy to all of you, but I also want to encourage you that be confident that and optimistic that the Lord is working.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Over here.
Yes.
When judicial decisions are rendered in China, are they done by a communist judge by himself, or are there like 12 jurors that also are their common people that help make the decision, whatever that may be?
他说你们在法庭上辩护的时候，最后的判决是由陪审团、法官和谁来决定的呢？要不你再说一说。
如果是就是说党委想管的案件，正常来讲法官管不了。
So in the normal circumstances, the judge cannot make a decision if the party secretary committee has an interest.
也就是说，在重要的案件上，法官只是道具。
And the judge usually becomes nothing but a puppet in some most sensitive and important cases.
对，大概就这样。谢谢。
Thank you. Anything? 好，继续问问题吧。Questions?
They don't have juries.
Oh, 没有陪审团。Yeah. There's no juries. No jury system in China. Yeah.
Does China's membership in the United Nations or United Nations human rights organizations have a positive or negative impact on your work in China?
他们联合国中国的联合国的地位有没有或者就是说影响到中国对这个宗教自由就是说 的这个改进啊，或者有什么影响呢？啊，你要说一说吗？啊，
从长期来看，联合国的机制对中国还是中国政府是有所约束的。
In the long run, the mechanism of the United Nations have some restrictions on the Chinese government.
但同时它也用它常任理事国的地位在影响联合国。
But it also has an adverse effect that the Chinese government take advantage of its membership of the permanent, one of the five permanent members in the Security Council to impact other countries or international community.
当然我们也希望能够强化这种联合国的机制，我们在一些具体的个案上的话也在利用这种机制。
We, of course, want to enforce or reinforce the rule, the function of the international human rights mechanism under UN. And in some cases, we even use some of the decisions by the UN to on our court filing.
也就是说，联合国的机制的影对中国的影响和制约的话，甚至还不及美国。
So he thinks the impact of the United Nations is much less on China than in the United States. Thank you. We have been working with other Christian law firms or NGOs like Beckett Fund for Religious Liberty and to file cases of arbitrary detention in the UN Working Group on the Arbitrary Detention. And several house church leaders' cases were ruled in their favor. And the Chinese government, at minimum, has to respond to the UN's inquiry formally. And sometimes, of course, they're just a response said, oh, the name doesn't exist, or we don't know your case. But it's still, in the public opinion, in the public square, it held some pressure on them. And so far, on the impact of the individual cases, the result is very limited. And I personally, 3 years ago, I was in the United Nations, made a speech to the General Assembly of the UN Human Rights Commission in Geneva. And I got an electric shock baton that used to torture Christians in China. So I just turned on for 8 seconds and in the UN, and then, you know, I was put in the UN police car and kicked out by the UN Human Rights Council in Geneva. That was four years ago, right? Yeah, in Geneva. So the UN, in most of the aspects now, are unevenly negatively impacted by Chinese power. I mean, last year, China is, for the first time, was examined by the UN Human Rights Council for its human rights record. But at the end of the day, because China uses procedural tactic and block all these discussion and by quoting the opinions from Cuba, from Venezuela and Sudan, Saudi Arabia, and they sided with China and said China did great. Yes.
I was wondering what the impact of the World Trade Organization and when during the Bush presidency there was China had not been granted the favored nation status to lower the tariffs on Chinese goods coming into the United States. And I think the U.S. was holding that up to the government in China as a, you know, if they would improve their human rights record, that they would consider that. I wanted to know if the if that favored state nation status has been already granted China or not. Is that still in limbo, or is it sealed and done?
I see. 对，他问的这个问题，我来回答。他是关于这个世贸啊，这个还有就是对布什政府的影响。China was granted PNTR during the Clinton administration, and then at the end of Clinton administration, China was joined the WTO. And you talk about whether there's any impact of that action, or you just want to have the facts. Yeah. So China is a member of WTO. And there was a presumption when Congress voted for the PNTR and WTO that, you know, more trade, better human rights. Because the assumption is you have more trade with China, more communication, maybe China is open up and with the middle class, emerge, and then they will want more freedom, then eventually China will be free. And but 20 years passed, you know, after the Tiananmen massacre, you know, in 1989. This year is the 20 years anniversary. When I met with members of Congress, and many of them now feel very regrettable of that vote for that PNTR, because yes, economically there are improvement, and there are certain areas like freedom movement, there are some progress. But in the area of the broad area of religious freedom and the freedom of speech, assembly, association, and it's deteriorating, and it's open knowledge. I mean, Thursday, the State Department International Religious Freedom Office just issued their annual Global Religious Freedom Report, and China is one of the seven countries put on the so-called country of particular concern list, and still regarded as the worst, one of the worst countries persecuting religious minorities. Yes, any?
I just have a quick question. For those of you that have your license revoked, do you get that back, or are you permanently unable to practice law in China?
Okay, 他说你们就是这些失掉这个就是律师执政就是律师资格的，是不是能想办法给搞回来啊？或者说是永远就回不来了呢？你来讲了。Good living example.
我们现在还在为争取到这个通过我们的律师资格在努力。
We're still working, try to get our license back.
由于政府这么做实在是缺乏能够拿到台面上的理由，以至于我们在跟他们交涉的过程中还是有很多理由可说。
就是他是有还是没有？没有很多理由。
因为政府剥夺我们这种资格，他缺乏根本没有能够拿到台面上的理由，所以我们在交涉的过程中有很多话可以说。
Because the rationale or justification to revoke their license is so weak, when they argue with the relevant administration in Beijing, we have a lot to say to them.
所以从我认为这么多有十多个失去这种资格的律师，我个人认为就是会有相当多的一部分最终能够获取，即使失去资格也会是少数的。
So I'm optimistic. At the end of the day, maybe and some of them will eventually get their license back, and while maybe some others won't.
如果是这样的话，我认为这一次这种博弈，我们是成功的。
If that is the case, I think we will win of this gaming plan.
谢谢。
Thank you.
Are Americans safe when they travel over there to China? I mean, is it of risk or is it of low risk?
They're poisoning milk, okay, over there. 他说美国人到中国去旅行安全吗？我说有毒奶粉呢。你们，你要不要你说一说？
Commonly, I think, if you take a trip to China, I think you are safe. But as to Chinese activists, it's we are not safe. As to me, there are often three policemen outside of my apartment. When I went out, they follow me. I sit, they sit. I run, they run. I jogged, they jogged. Even I entered into restroom, they still followed. So, in fact, our circumstance is not safe. I think so.
Let me give you a party line statement. Americans, if you want to travel to China, as long as if you are not engaging illegal religious activities, you are safe. What is illegal religious activities? It means you join a house church to worship, or bring a bunch of Bibles, or do some trainings. And so if you're exposed, that's not very safe. But if you do that, I'm very sure there is a very great promise you will be blessed more, because blessed are those who are persecuted. I think, and the maximum penalty for American, especially Caucasian American citizen, is to put a stamp on your visa and said, go back to your country, no return in 5 years. That's usually the maximum penalty for you. But if you...
Where's the funding coming from for these cases that these attorneys are taking? I mean, do they work with other organizations besides China Aid?
他问除了就说你们这个去对做宗教自由案例的辩护的时候，那个基金是从哪儿来的支持？你来说说吧。
现在在中国对于宗教自由的支持主要是来自于China Aid。
Majority of the funding for these religious freedom cases come from China Aid。
同时就是做宗教自由的在国内有包括中国基督教家庭教会联合会。圣山团队和我们后面的这些律师们。
And of course, these lawyers sacrifice their time, and many times they offer their service free or with very minimum service fee. Yeah, 要说一句。
资金问题是律师去做这类案子一个很大的障碍。
The funding issue is a very difficult obstacle for these lawyers to take up cases.
总体来说是包括三方面的来源。
And there, in general, there are three different sources.
一方面是弟兄姊妹在国内的一些奉献。
And the first source is from the donation offering from the brothers and sisters inside China.
还有一些教会的奉献。
And churches from the house churches.
另外一部分就是 China Aid 的帮助。
And another part is from China Aid.
基督徒律师很多把这件事情当作一种服事。
And the Christian lawyers take up these cases in most of the time as a kind of spiritual service.
所以很多时候对于资金的这个要求不是很高。
Usually they won't demand a whole lot of funding. I mean, usually like for taking up one case, it runs like maybe $1,200 to or maybe $3,000, something like that for one case, and including their travel. So it's very minimum. I don't know how much ADF cost. Here's a comment additional.
其实这种模式我觉得在中国确实难以持续。
He said this model is very hard to sustain in China.
尽管我们非常愿意去做很多这样的案子。
Although we are really willing to take up more cases of this religious persecution.
但客观的现实是我们这一群律师在现在中国律师群里面是既是最危险的也是最贫穷的。
So, but in reality, these of our colleagues, human rights lawyers, these are both most dangerous and also the most costly.
所以
最危险的又是对
最贫穷的。
With the receiving the lowest income, the poorest lawyers.
所以我们在行公益的同时，我们也在考虑。怎么样有更好的方式能够改变这种状态，使得我们的行为能够可持续。
So we are praying for a sustainable approach that when we are doing justice, we can still live our life, can survive. And I can testify that, like right now, the case he mentioned about 8 church leaders, and we are trying assemble a 10 lawyer. Legal team to defend for the 8 church leaders and estimated about $40,000 and for 10 lawyers. I mean, how can you get a better deal than this? You know, right? Right?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'd like to pray for Bob and these lawyers. And Karen, do you want to come up here? I know you're part of the group. You haven't yet been practicing law. You just graduated from law school, but I want to pray for you also.
She's our hidden agent.
Hidden agent, yeah.
She will take responsibility for international mechanism, human rights. Yeah.
George and
maybe
Karen.
Jenny?
Yeah. Father, thank you so much.
天父，感谢你。
These courageous servants,
这些勇敢的你自己的仆人们
，We ask certainly for your protection for them as they return to China.
我们十分有信心的向你祷告，求你特别在他们对他们进行保护。
We thank you that you rule over the nations and you put in place one leader and another. That you rule over the kingdoms of men and you put over it whom you will. And we thank you that you are sovereign over nations.
我们感谢你，因为你是有主权的上帝。你在中国也同样的是啊，你的你把列王啊放在列国啊，你也将中国啊放在你的手上。你可以改变王的心，如同龙沟的水。
We ask for your favor and your blessing upon them every day of their lives.
我们啊特别祷告，求你的恩惠。和对他们的喜悦常与他们同在。
Give them favor in the eyes of judges.
给他们特别的恩惠啊，在这个法官的眼里。
Give them protection and favor even in the eyes of Communist Party officials.
给他们恩惠啊，给他们保护啊，即使在共产党的官员的眼里，也特别使恩惠给他们。
Through their testimony, we pray that many.Officials and government leaders would turn to you and trust in Jesus as Savior.
透过他们对的见荣耀的见证，我们祷告使这些法官，使这些中国的这共产党的领导人都能够回归悔改，转向你，认识耶稣基督做他们个人的救主和主宰。
And through their emphasis, Lord, and through their work, bring blessing to their nation, bring freedom to their nation, and blessing.And glory for you to the entire world.
透过他们在中国的服事，你不仅仅将祝福中国这样一个国度，而且将你的荣耀带向世界各地。
We commit them now into your hands.
我们将他们完全的交在你的手中。
In the name of Jesus, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Thank you. We are dismissed.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah.